A short story on diversity in groups. As a new therapist still in school in my practicum class in 2003, I facilitated small groups of 8 to 12 high school age males and females at various SEA, Soledad Enrichment Action schools. I was very nervous each time I had group. I met with the youth in these schools several times a week for about 3 years. We called these groups impact groups, as we talked to the youth about various themes, such as self-esteem, risk of alcohol or drug use, risks of gang affiliation, importance of healthy relationships, and other topics. It didn't occur to me at the time to talk about being a Caucasian male, specifically, and how this may impact the youth or how it may impact me. I did talk to them about some of my experiences that were related to the experiences they were bringing to the group. During one of these groups, another facilitator was meeting with other youth in the same room nearby. Suddenly, I overheard the facilitator saying something like, "You have to listen to me, I'm the one in charge." The room grew a little silent. I knew instinctively that trying to force the youth to follow along was not likely to work. In a short time, that facilitator did not return to the school. The main thing I learned was that respect and using an approach that was open and inviting went a long way for the youth. Although in some indirect way, we talked about our differences and similarities, I have since learned that it is okay to talk about our differences in race, culture, and ethnicity more directly. Lessons learned regarding power differential and diversity. One, how to be a leader and part of the group. Two, the right way and the wrong way to address group dynamics. Three, no matter how I felt inside, the fact that I am a Caucasian male might be an issue regarding connecting with the students or perceived issues of privilege. The schools I worked with were in Hollywood, MacArthur Park, and East LA. I was raised in Chatham, New Jersey, a very different culture and setting. How I carried myself seemed to make a lot of difference. Also, I genuinely wanted to connect to the youth, and I liked these kids.